Now, listen to him. He's crying out. Now, he's like a wounded animal. For the arrows of the Almighty are within me. The poison whereof drinketh up my spirit. The terrors of God do set themselves in array against me. And then he says, doth the wild ass bray when he hath grass? Or loweth the ox over his fodder? Job says, I'm crying out, and you can see my misery, and you show no pity at all. I wouldn't be crying out. You're acting as if I'm not in trouble. And when a little old long-eared donkey is out in the field, and he's eating grass, he's not braying for something to eat. And Job says, I'm not crying out because there's nothing that is hurting me. I'm hurting, and he's hurting bad. Now, will you notice this? Can that which is unsavory be eaten without salt? Or is there any taste in the white of an egg? And that's pretty tasteless, is it not? The things that my soul refused to touch are as my sorrowful meat. Oh, that I might have my request, and that God would grant me the thing that I long for, even that it would please God to destroy me. Now, he's hit bottom, friends. He's got no help anywhere. He actually now questions the justice of God. Oh, if God would only destroy me, get rid of me, that he would let loose his hand and cut me off. He wants to die. Now, he's miserable. Then should I yet have comfort. Yea, I would harden myself in sorrow. Let him not spare, for I have not concealed the words of the Holy One. What is my strength that I should hope? And what is mine end that I should prolong my life? I haven't anything to live for. That's what he's saying. Is my strength the strength of stones, or is my flesh of brass? He said, I'm weary. I can't stand anymore. The pressure's too great. Is not my help in me, and is wisdom driven quite from me? Now listen to his cry. Oh, what a cry. To him that is afflicted, pity should be showed from his friend. But he forsaketh the fear of the Almighty. My friend should have shown pity to me, should have sympathized with me, but he didn't. And then he says here, verse 15, my brethren have dealt deceitfully as a brook and as the stream of brooks that pass away. Now, what he's saying is this, and this is beautiful poetic language. Job says, when I looked down the road and saw my three friends coming, I said, oh, thank God, here come my friends. They'll understand me. They'll sympathize with me. They didn't. They came here and immediately began to shake their heads. They began to find fault. And what was it then I saw? I thought I saw an oasis on the desert. And what I saw was a mirage. That's the language here. I didn't see reality. I saw nothing but a mirage out there on the desert. What a picture we have here that this man Job gives to us now. Listen to the plaintive cry of Job. And I'm not sure, but what it's the cry today of the human predicament, man today. Man with all of his gadgets. Oh, how lonesome he is, and how restless he is, and how unhappy he is, and how miserable he is. He's certainly Enosh. He's the miserable one. He needs something more than gadgets. He needs God.